Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast on Radio MD or iHeart or wherever you are listening to us on. This is 1025A, the news of the week, and our guest this week is a special guest. Joey Miller is talking about rebirth. A grief counselor and author of Rebirth, miscarriage is about 33% of all pregnancies, and there have been a lot of famous ones. Joey Miller talks about those, Meghan Merkel, Chrissy Teigen, John Legend, Carrie Underwood, Beyonce, many others. And we'll talk about what it means and why people have problems with it when it's so common. We have 4 million live births and another 1.4 million miscarriages a year. So that's what rebirth is all about. We are, as usual, brought to you by Persona. You can go and take the free questionnaire at mypersona.com. It talks to you about nutrition, what you're missing, maybe what not what you're missing. And you can get to talk to a nutritionist, find out what would be ideal for you in diet and in supplements at mypersona.com. And I want to thank mypersona.com for being such a great sponsor for us. You should, some of the stories this week, efficacy and safety of lowering LDL cholesterol in older patients. Are statins as good as ezetimibe? And what about the SK9 inhibitors? Why sleep apnea raises your risk of sudden cardiac death? That's the Well Beyond Wellness. The strength trial. Are all fish oils equal? And what should you really be taking? The top three ways to get rid of acne scars, and for those with prediabetes, dropping 4 to 6 pounds, does it mean anything? And the answer is yes. It's a 47% reduction in developing diabetes over what period of time, and how long do you have to keep that weight loss off? Vegetarian or vegan, watch your bone health. And a teen's ultra-processed diet puts their hearts at risk. The benefits of coffee? Well, I've got to take a sip now just to celebrate how wonderful coffee is. 9 places germs are lurking in your kitchen, and more kids injured by tiny magnets after a sales ban was lifted. And what does your body temperature change? Does it go up? Does it go down as you get older? And do you really need to take vitamin D supplements? And I'm going to skip the last one because it's 7 causes of cloudy pee, according to urologists. There's so many causes, better see a urologist if you keep having it. I should bring up some of the classic, if you will, guest segments this year, since we're at that turn of the year. Marion Nessel was 1023B, and she talked about everything in nutrition. It was Let's Ask Marion. On 1024 was Professor Agun Julius, who talked about algorithms to unlock your circadian clock. And Dr. Omid Vesic was talked about shielded stem cells in 1022. I also want to bring up Fred Hubert, who talked about longevity in, I think that was 1019, but we did a tremendous, that was 1018, sorry. We did a tremendous special, 2 parts, both the A and the B were just on longevity on 1020. Kristen Kirkpatrick talked about microbiome's role in attacking cancer cells in 1017. And in 1014, Marwan Harnadi of the Cleveland Clinic talked about wearables for people with diabetes. And one of my favorites is Dan Poino talked about trusted healers in 10:12. And I'm going to do just one more. And I hate to almost do just one more because there were so many great ones. I got to do two more. 994, Paul Offit talked about vaccine development and overkill. And 993, Emily Hunt talked about what you can do to stop viruses, not just this virus, but in your environment, and some very important things about that. And it's almost like I can't stop talking about these. 987 was George Stagnati talking about pantherics, but let's go and bovine colostrum and why bovine colostrum is good for you. Let's go and talk about the top stories of the week. By the way, our Roizen rule for a younger you, number two, is get your LDL cholesterol down or your apolipoprotein B down. That's our number two rule. And it is also the longevity is the next disruptor segment. And the other really important one along those lines are the health benefit of coffee. That is Roizen rule number 9 for younger you, number 19. And that is coffee. You want to drink more of it as long as you're a fast metabolizer. Let's go through some of these stories now. This was the efficacy and safety of lowering LDL cholesterol. They compared statins with ezetimibe with the SK9 inhibitors, the PCSK9 inhibitors. 16.4% were in that, 28.9% in ezetimibe. The major group, 54.7% were from statin trials. It didn't matter what you lowered your cholesterol by. Every about 30 milligram per deciliter lowering of cholesterol reduced your risk by about 30%. 26% it was the actual number. And it didn't matter whether it was from a statin or from ezetimibe or for a PCSK9 inhibitor for those over the age of 75. So in people over the age of 75, don't believe the internet, which says it's don't do it. It is useful, 26% reduction, and you can probably get 60 milligram per deciliter reduction in your cholesterol. Most of my patients do in apolipoprotein because we shoot for levels under 70. And when you do that, it is like a 50% reduction in your risk from that alone. So go for it. And that, again, is our Roizen rule for younger you, number two segment. Get your LDL below 70. Why does sleep apnea raise your risk of sudden death? It's because you have a lower O2 and lower oxygen level in your blood. And in addition to that lower level of oxygen, you release stress hormones because that's how they respond. And those stress hormones plus the lower level of oxygen can cause arrhythmias. And that's why that is abnormal heartbeats. And that's the result of sudden death. Sleep apnea affects about 12 million Americans that we know of, but maybe many, many more who just don't know about it because no one's telling them. They snore at night and then pause. Those pauses can be either they're breathing fine or they're not breathing at all and they're in sleep apnea. Strength trial is on another Roizen rule for a younger you, and this relates to getting the proper supplements. Reducid trial demonstrated that EPA was very good at 1,000 milligrams or more at stopping strokes and heart attacks. The other trial, a superb trial on brain dysfunction, show you need 600 milligrams or more of DHA, preferably 900 of DHA, to protect your brain. So what's the answer? You want at least 1,100 milligrams of pure EPA or DHA. Fish oil isn't fish oil, isn't fish oil. When you say it, when it says fish oil in the bottle, that doesn't matter. You want EPA and DHA specifically, and in these randomized trials, Reduce It is one of the trial names, Strength Trial is another one, and then Jealous is another one, J-E-L-I-S. You know, they all have things that stand for it. Icosopentyl ethyl is the EPA, and the DHA is an omega-3 DHA, and that's what you want, and you want 1,100 milligrams minimum a day. What does that mean if you're eating it in salmon? It means you have to have 4 6-ounce portions or 6 4-ounce portions a week to get it from wild salmon, or, if you will, 9 4-ounce portions of ocean trout, or take a supplement every day. I do both of those. That is, I get both salmon and take a supplement, because 2 grams is even better at reducing your risk of heart attack and stroke. These do it by about 20% at 1,100 milligrams a day. How do you get rid of acne scars? Laser treatments, chemical peels, and microneedling are the 3 ways. And remember, always quit smoking. That helps get rid of scars as well. For those with prediabetes, what did dropping 4 to 6 pounds do? It reduced the risk of going from prediabetes to diabetes over a 2-year period, just 4 to 6 pounds, by more than 40%, 40 to 47%, specifically between 4 and 6 pounds. So lose, you know, cut out all food for a couple of days and you'll do it. That's right. And if you just go on a water fast today, have a small meal, a salad at dinner or soup at dinner, nothing more than that, you can do it. And then do it another day, and pretty soon you'll be down 4 pounds and keep it off. And that'll be wonderful for reducing your risk of type 2 diabetes. Make sure you keep lifting weights and exercising, though. When you look at people between the ages of 12 and 19, how many eat ultra-processed diets? Almost all of them just eat ultra-processed. That is, it turns out that 60% of the calories teens eat between 12 and 18 are ultra-processed food. And for every 5% increase, they increase their risk of heart attack by about 5% when they get older. So it's unbelievable, actually, how much you can change by eating the right food. Health benefits of coffee: one, decreased risk of mental dysfunction, decreased risk of Alzheimer's and Parkinson's, those three by over 40% if you have more than 6 cups a day. More than 4 cups a day, reduce your risk of type 2 diabetes by 23%. Reduce your risk of 11 cancers, including breast and prostate, by between 20 and 40%. And you get a little increase mental acuity and activity. And coffee contains about 1,000 different chemicals. That's why it's so good. Remember to put it through a filter without sugar and without creamer or cream. And you can do it. I did it, going from cream and sugar to nothing. Where do germs lurk in your kitchen? The most common places on cloth towels. Have a bucket in there, and after you use your cloth towel, put it in the bucket with dilute bleach. Remember, don't do this if you got kids who will go in your cabinets, lock the cabinet, or put the bleach bucket up high enough so your children can't get it, or just use paper towels till your kids get old enough. Smartphone or tablet, wash it, use ultraviolet C light on it. Sink, faucet, refrigerator, oven handles, trash container handles, cooking utensils, your hands, fruit and vegetables, make sure you wash them. Those are the main places. Okay, empathy, fatigue, I'm not going to go into that. Let's talk about kids are injured by tiny magnets. So buckyballs, building sets, they have small, powerful magnets in them. Well, there was a ban on them, but the manufacturer sued, and the Wisconsin court and other courts allowed it. And so what's happened? Now we've got all these injuries again. They get in the intestine. They cause the intestine to move one way or another because of the strong magnetic pull. And you're in rooms with iron in and steel in it. And what happens? These kids get intestinal obstructions and get very seriously ill. I would say try and get rid of all the buckyballs in your home. And you can't blame this on Trump. This was found a federal court did this in 2016. Your body temperature changes as you age because your, if you will, hormones change and your body fat percentage changes. So we go through bigger temperature swings as we get older. Do you really need vitamin D supplements? Yes, we think you do, but who should get them? It is men and women on long-term steroids, elderly that are homebound, expectant and breastfeeding mothers, people with chronic kidney disease, people with parathyroid disease, obese individuals, men and women on long-term, postmenopausal women. It's just about everyone needs it. So you get your level checked if you want to check it, but you need about 1,000 international units over the age of 50, 2,000 over the age of 60, and then get it measured because some people over the age of 70 need 5,000 units to keep it in the normal range. And it does correlate with all-cause mortality. Those are the top stories of the week. What is the basic message? If you're over 75 or even under 75, get your LDL cholesterol or your apolipoprotein B, whichever is measured by your doctor, under 70. And all fish oils aren't made equal. Make sure they have EPA and DHA in them. And you want EPA and DHA to total, and not a lot of other oils in them, to total 1,100 milligrams. For those with prediabetes, just dropping a little makes a big difference. If you're vegetarian or vegan, there's a great increase in fracture risk. Make sure you're getting enough protein and enough calcium. The calcium you can get from green leafies, the protein, you gotta get the protein or else you don't get enough built bone building. Those are the main stories this week. Thanks very much for listening. And remember, mypersona.com, Persona Nutrition is our sponsor. They're the sponsor of both the A and the B. We've got a great B segment coming up with rebirth. What happens after a miscarriage and how do you recover from it? How can you help others recover from it? With Joey Miller, a grief counselor who obviously sees people on a sudden need basis. Joey Miller. The book she has written, Rebirth, The Journey of Pregnancy After a Loss. If you want to find out what nutrition you're missing or what you need, take the free assessment at mypersona.com because Persona Nutrition is our sponsor. They've been a wonderful sponsor. And by the way, they have a great new nutritional program coming out in addition to their supplements. You'll want to learn about that. mypersona.com, mypersona.com. And if you go to mypersona.com and put my /Roizen, you get a big discount on your first two orders. mypersona.com, thank you. Caitlin, thank you for great engineering, and thank you for listening. Remember, get your LDL cholesterol or your apolipoprotein B less than 70. It's very hard to have a heart attack when it's less than 70. especially when you also get your blood pressure under control. And remember, all fish oils aren't created equal. Make sure you get EPA and DHA. And by the way, when you go to mypersona.com, ask them to get you 1,100 milligrams if you're not going to have salmon or ocean trout, which are the only two fish in addition to anchovies in the United States, which have predictable DHA and EPA in them. Thanks very much. We'll be back next week.